We are Power FM.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Inkana member lawmaker reaffirms commitment to improving the welfare of Zambians.
The 2025 crop marketing season comes to a close today.
Mali revokes over 90 mining permits amid crackdown on non-compliance in international news.
In sports news, Kanyemba reflects on Copper Princess World Cup exit.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I'm Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekinah Sakala.
Parliament has rejected a motion by Inkana Member of Parliament, Binwe Mpundu, which sought to have the government restrict the mining of gold, sugilite and emeralds exclusively to the state. Reacting to the outcome, Mr. Mpundu described the development as sad for the Zambian people, noting that Zambia has depended on the mining sector for decades, but has continued to receive minimal benefits from it. He lamented that the country's main gains from mining have been limited to inconsistent tax revenues, which have not significantly improved the lives of ordinary Zambians. Mr. Mpundu explained that his proposal aims to promote greater government participation in mining through special purpose vehicles, and Mpundu believes would help increase national revenue and ease the tax burden on citizens. He added that state involvement in the extraction of high-value minerals would ensure that Zambians derive meaningful benefits from their natural resources and help address some of the country's economic challenges. Despite the rejection of his motion, Mr. Mpundu reaffirmed his commitment to improving the welfare of Zambians, saying he will continue to advance similar proposals in Parliament in the future.
For governments to now start raising more money from our mineral resources. So I can tell you clearly that I will not stop at bringing these motions despite the frustration, because I believe I want posterity to judge me fairly.
The Food Reserve Agency, FRA, has affirmed the closure of the 2025 crop marketing season, with all the designated state satellite depots across the country set to officially close today on October 31st, 2025. In addition, the agency has purchased a total of 1,659,368 metric tons of Grade A white maize, equivalent to 33,187,360 by 50 kilogram bags, and that have been purchased, marking the highest maize purchase in FRA's history. Executive Director Justin Chunka has attributed this record-breaking achievement to the hard work and resilience of farmers who collectively produced nearly 4 million metric tons of maize, the highest national output ever recorded. The agency disclosed that in the last 1.5 months, about 3 billion kwacha has been released to the commercial banks to pay farmers who supplied maize through FRA depots, a move expected to enhance rural household incomes and stimulate local economies.
As we come to the closure of the crop marketing exercise, the agency wishes to inform the nation and the general public at large that as at 27th October 2025, a total of 1,659,368 metric tons of Grade A white maize, equivalent to 33,187,360 by 50 kg bags of maize was purchased. The agents purchased 252,000 metric tons, 0.3 equivalent to 6,380 by 40 kilogram bags of maize or pad rice. We wish to inform the nation that this year's purchase figure for the maize is the highest in the purchase record of the agency.
Opposition Zambia Republican Party President Raith Nsoma has expressed concern over President Hakainde Hichilema's intentions to push for constitutional amendments and what he described as a growing consolidation of power by the party in government. He said the government's approach to governance, including the alleged silencing of critics and disregard for opposition voices, suggests an attempt to undermine democracy rather than strengthen it. The opposition leader further cited concerns raised by various stakeholders, including the church, civil society and other opposition parties, over the government's handling of key national international issues. He added that the country continues to face serious challenges such as corruption, economic hardship and the high cost of living, which require genuine and collective solutions rather than political rhetoric. Mr. Msoma reaffirms that the opposition will continue to play its constitutional role in holding the government accountable and safeguarding democratic governance in Zambia.
A lot of people have spoken, the church, they have said no to Bill 7. Professional bodies such as the Law Association of Zambia, LAS, have said no. We opposition political parties have said no, our Royal Highnesses. But Akainde wants to go ahead with Bill 7. Zambian people, wherever you are, say no to Bill 7. Akainde doesn't mean well. If you look at the old Bill 7, how can I put it? Without messing up. Okay, let me put it this way. Have you heard any or seen any propositions from Hakainde Hichilema where he once tried to shed off the presidential powers? If you haven't seen anything of that nature, then know that this is a Bill 7 is a, for a lack of a better term, Hakainde doesn't mean well. What Hakainde wants is to use Bill 7 in order to cement his stay in power. He has realized.
The Ministry of Education has warned schools across the country against demanding financial contributions from parents towards the school feeding program or charging fees for graduation ceremonies in primary and secondary schools. In a statement issued by Permanent Secretary for Educational Services, Dr. Kelvin Mambwe, the ministry described the practices as illegal, unjustified, and contrary to the free education policy introduced by President Hakainde Hichilema. Dr. Mambwe said free education is meant to eliminate all financial barriers for learners, and any attempt to compel parents to pay for feeding or graduation activities undermines this goal and places unnecessary burdens on families, especially those in vulnerable communities. He noted that the government has made significant investments in the homegrown school meals program, which now benefits over 4 million learners, adding that schools are not permitted to collect any money from parents in the name of feeding or related activities. Dr. Mambwe further advised parents or guardians to not allow themselves to be coerced into making such payments, reaffirming the ministry's commitment to protecting the integrity of the free education policy.
In international news, Mali has revoked more than 90 mining exploration permits, including those held by international companies, after officials said operators failed to meet new legal requirements. According to a decree signed by Mines Minister Amadou Keita, all rights under the consort permits are now released and open for reallocation. The permits issued between 2015 and 2022 covered exploration for gold, iron ore, bauxite, uranium and rare earths. The mining ministry said companies were asked to resubmit documents under updated rules, but widespread non-compliance led to the cancellation. It's unclear if firms can appeal. The move follows similar crackdowns in other African nations tightening control over natural resources. Mali, one of Africa's top gold producers, has faced declining foreign investment amid growing insecurity and regulatory shifts. The military-led government has also deepened ties with Russia, signing new energy and mining deals, including petroleum supplies and joint ventures in gold and lithium.
Still within international news, Tanzania's government has ordered all civil servants to work from home following Wednesday's elections that were marked by violence and internet disruption. Rights groups have urged restraint following reports of deaths and injuries on voting day when protesters set fire to vehicles and damaged infrastructure. The protesters accused the government of undermining democracy as the main opposition leader is in jail and another opposition figure was disqualified from the presidential election, bolstering President Samia Suluhu Hassan's chances of winning. The main city, Dar es Salaam, remains under heavy security with several roads still blocked and sounds of gunfire heard on Thursday morning. We take a short break and we'll return shortly with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Say hello to original, told you to expect some more. Take notice, take notice, what you want is what we got.
Introducing the original line of techno accessories from chargers, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smartwatches, wait for it, power banks, and many more. Choose techno, choose original techno accessories. You can also check out our wide range of feature phones, Yatuma Batani. Now ready available in all authorized techno stores countrywide.